We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, Sif Dalad. Also, Limsa Yisrael, Biyadav Tekachovim, a Jew is not allowed to hand over another Jew to a Nochri, Bein Beguf, Bein Bemamani, whether the person or his money, Bein Bemaisa, through an actual act, or Bein Bediber, to talk about him, Lahashanalov, to report him, or Lags Mitzpoinov, or to reveal secrets, the Kol HaMoisa, anybody who acts this way, Ein Lechelek Olam Haba. The Filu Rosh or Balaveris, even if the person who you're turning over is a Rosh or Balaveris, Osul Masra, you're not allowed to do so, Legufay, Vile Mimoinai, not him, nor his money, the Filu Humetzalai, even if that person is causing you damage, Mitzaroi, and he causes you pain, Tamid constantly Barabim. Amam Chaver Moisa Oisai. But if somebody else is doing this to me, V'yef shaloi l'hatzlas atzmai, there's no way that I could protect myself, Aidei shihim soyosoy, only through doing this mesira, then it's mutter. And then similarly, and this of course needs to be discussed with a rav, if it's a situation where the person that you're handing over poses as a threat to other people, then the halacha is of course very different. Sif hey, also l'kadosh l'teichus chaveroi. You're not allowed to walk into somebody else's plowed property. He's walking on that property, and he's ruining it. That the same, the halacha therefore would be, that if somebody has a garden, you're not allowed to walk on somebody else's garden, even if it serves as a shortcut for you, without their permission. Sivov, also l'amna steich haveroi, you're not allowed to stand on somebody else's property, when it has fruits, grain, growing there, by you looking at it, it could cause ayin hara. And the Chazanish already tells us that ayin hara is not something that we necessarily understand. But he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put certain power in the eye. And the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the eye is that the eye could cause damage to someone else, even if the person who has that eye doesn't realize that he has that kind of eye, and certainly is not interested in causing damage to someone else. Still, because there is this concept of ayin hara, we have to be most careful for it. Afilu b'mas, risk of a massive, even when somebody's doing business dealings, shein bo chashash ayin hara, when there's no concern of ayin hara, if he's doing it in his own house, if somebody's doing something in the privacy of his home, you shouldn't look at what he's doing without his permission. He doesn't want other people should know what he's doing, the asakov or his business dealings. On the contrary, the right thing is when you see somebody else working, you should give him a brach of yamelai, tatzliach b'masecha, you should be most successful. Even though we're speaking here about Riya, that you're not allowed to look at somebody else's property, the concept that is discussed at the beginning of Masechta Bava Basra, Hezek Riya, there is no concept of Hezek Shmiya. However, it's still inappropriate to eavesdrop and try to overhear somebody else's conversation without their permission. Somebody should not open a window in his house, make a new window to look into, that he'll be able to look into somebody else's house or property. If somebody does so, the person who's suffering should immediately protest. And if he didn't protest, there's machlokes rishonim, if the person who made that window has a chazak immediately or only after 3 years. To open a door facing another door or to open a window facing another window, even if both parties are willing to do it, it's still not matoiva alecha Yaakov. It's not the way Jews should live, that one should be able to look into somebody else's home or business. On the other hand, a person, here we're learning that you should be careful not to look into somebody else's business, not create an ayin hara. On the other hand, what we also have an obligation is to try to do whatever business or whatever we're doing in our homes in the most tzniyistig, in the fashion that nobody should see what we're doing. Siv zayin, afil lasa b'shusha lo yidovashu mazik l'shcheinoi. If to do something in my own property that could cause harm to somebody else, to my neighbor, also. So therefore, I'm not allowed to leave in my property something next to my neighbor's wall. Anything that gives off heat, or might see hevel, or mazik as a chayim that could ruin the wall. Could go in zevel, could doimer like fertilizer. You should distance 3 tefachim from that wall. You have to be careful not to pour water next to your neighbor's wall. If you have pipes that are dripping water from the roof, you have to distance that 3 tefachim from your neighbor's wall. You're not allowed to pour out a urinal next to your friend's wall, to urinate next to your neighbor's wall. If it's a wall that's made out of stone or wood without cement, it's enough if you distance 1 tefach. However, if they're very hard racks, ain't tzarech. You don't have to distance at all. You could urinate on the wall. However, if it's a wall made out of bricks or wood, that's plastered wood, then you have to separate 3 tefachim. Simakuf peidal hilcha niske aguf. One may not hit somebody else. And if you hit somebody else, the Torah there is speaking about a case where somebody's chayiv malchus. When the Torah says to give Rosha malchus, the Torah tells us shloi hakoisa yoisa al rishoi. We're not allowed to give him more malchus than he deserves. Certainly when we speak about hurting a tzaddik. And somebody who raises a hand to hit somebody else, even though he didn't actually hit him, he's already nikra rosh, he's called a rosha. Lama kisa, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, why did you hit loy nemer? Lama saka, even if he didn't hit him, you only planned on hitting him, nikra rosha. Somebody hits somebody else, there's a cherem from earlier generations against such an individual. He should not be included in the minyan until Bezdin lifts the cherem. When he agrees in the future to do what he's supposed to do. If somebody hit him or hit another Jew, and there's no way to protect yourself unless you hit back, then mutter la koisoi. Even if somebody gives you permission to hit him, you're not allowed to hit him because nobody is an owner over their own body. And nobody therefore has the right to give you permission to hit him or embarrass him or to do anything that would hurt him. And some suggest that it's an issa d'oraisa. And some suggest that this issa d'oraisa goes so far that even if you want to hurt yourself, you want to hit yourself or damage yourself, the halacha is that you're not allowed to do anything that could cause that could cause damage to yourself or to anybody else with words or with action. Even your slave, that isn't paying, listening to what you say, you're not allowed to hit him. In those days, you were allowed to hit young children or yosim. If you're raising a yosim, if your goal is to train them to do the right thing, this is for their benefit. even in the case where we're saying that you're allowed to hit somebody else, you're never allowed to hit, so you're allowed to hit your own child or the child that you're raising, but you're never allowed to hit somebody else's child. You have to be most careful not to throw broken pieces of glass or anything that could do damage in a place that they could do damage. If you have a neighbor who suffers from headaches, the kolakol, and if there's the noise of banging mazikloi causes him hurts him, you shouldn't even grind in your hands something which is soft. Dvarim, anything that the sound will come to your neighbor's home or mazikloi. And therefore, if you have an air condition and it makes a lot of noise and it bothers your neighbor, the halacha is, says Rav Ozan the Shevet Alevi, that since it's common to have an air conditioner and air conditioners make noise, your neighbor can't complain. But if you have an air conditioner that makes excessive noise, then your neighbor has a right to complain, particularly if your neighbor is an individual who suffers from noise. And in general, we have to always try to be go lefnim b'shur sadin. And even if halachically we're allowed to have this, we should try to avoid causing anything that will hurt anyone else. Sifei oyesh habit dvarim b'niske shchenim, the many other halachas that apply to neighbors or neighbors shosarabim, or what you're not allowed to do to cause the public to suffer. V'klal hu sh'asa lasa shum davar, the rule is you're not allowed to do anything, afilu b'rishusoy, u'mekol shkem b'rishusarabim, you're not allowed to do anything in your own property or in the public property, davar sh'yachal la'agim men, ezek shchenay, hezek l'shchenay, you're not allowed to do anything in your property that could harm your neighbor, oy la'avir b'rishusarabim, you're not allowed to do anything in the b'rishusarabim that will hurt people that are walking there. And therefore, opening a business in your home or opening a hotel in your home, which bothers your neighbor because so many people will come, then the halacha also is, it should be avoided. And similarly, if you own an apartment, you have to be most careful to whom you rent out your apartment, that the tenants to whom you're renting the apartment should not be people that could cause anguish to your neighbors. Imloy davish poshat haminig, unless it's something that already has become customary, shoisekein komi shiroitza, that you're doing something that everybody does, shireza kamilu machl kan shi'ir, because then the halacha views the situation as if everybody allows everybody else to do this, kadei shiyuchel kalach lasas ken kishistarach lezeu bon of akrav. Everybody lets me do it, because then when he needs to do it, he'll be able to do it. So to create an environment that everybody should be able to do what they need to do, that is permissible.